Alka-Seltzer, first aid for the relief of headaches, acid indigestion, and muscular aches and pains. Alka-Seltzer brings you Hilltop House. This is Durward Gerby. You know, when you have a headache, it's never too late to take some Alka-Seltzer to get pleasant, gentle relief. But when you get to your medicine cabinet and you find, too late, that you've run out of Alka-Seltzer, well, it's not a happy thought, is it? So why don't you remember this little rhyme? When your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. Some more Alka-Seltzer. Yes, Alka-Seltzer for fast, effective relief of headache discomfort. You see, Alka-Seltzer gives you the benefit of sodium acetyl salicylate, one of the finest of pain relievers. Now, any pain reliever must be absorbed by the system before it can give relief. And medical tests prove the system absorbs more of this pain reliever faster from Alka-Seltzer. So, no wonder you, along with millions of other folks, count Alka-Seltzer their first friend when it comes to easing a headache. So today, right away, check your supply of Alka-Seltzer. If your supply is low, get some more at your drugstore soon. Keep it handy. Then, the next time a headache comes along, get that feel-better feeling with gentle, speedy Alka-Seltzer. And now, Hilltop House.
House. You got Hannah.
Hello, Hannah. It's Julie.
Ach, Miss Julie, you call up.
Yes, what's wrong, dear? Why haven't I heard from Babs?
Oh, it's not right I should bother you with Hilltop problems when you are home with your husband.
But I've been waiting for Babs to get in touch with me.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. We had dinner at home, especially.
Oh, I am so sorry. I know something is the matter. Babs comes in the house through kitchen door, her eyes red from crying. She goes up back steps to her room so nobody should see, and does not even want to talk to me.
Oh, when did Babs come in?
Maybe 1 hour. I know it's trouble. Only, like I tell you, I do not like to call up, since I find out the tragedy you got in your own life, to learn how Mr. Reed's health is not good.
Hannah, I also told you that Reed and I never want to let that come into our marriage.
Yeah, I remember how you tell me a promise you give to make every day beautiful. I keep all this secret only...
I know, dear. Reed's here with me, and he's anxious about Babs, too. Now, could you bring her to the phone?
I try.
Oh, no, wait. I won't be able to do anything on the phone. I'll come over.
I thank you with all my heart. It's so sad to look on the face of this poor child.
Yes, I know. Bye, dear. I'll see you soon. I no longer felt impatience with Babs. There was really no way of drawing a line between the hours I gave the children and those I wanted for Reed alone. I couldn't shut teenage Babs out when she needed my help most. An adolescent falling in love for the first time needed guidance, and she had nobody except me. Hannah was out of doors waiting as I drove up to the orphanage.
Ach, Miss Julie, is not fair. When I think after you call up, it's not fair to take you away from Mr. Reed.
Perfectly all right, Hannah. He wants to watch some boxing on television anyway, so he'll be happy.
So he finds something to do because you come. He's got to stop this... Ach, I do not know. I feel 2 times sorry. Sorry for Babs, sorry for you. I am so mad with Mrs. Clabber, I can say what I feel.
Is she in the house?
No. What is her reason to stay in Hilltop when her son invites her to go to movie? It's some person, this Mrs. Clabber. You should hear how she talks. My son Lenny will be big success. He will marry a rich girl. Fooey.
Did she actually say that?
Sure. After I say how sweet it is to watch our Babs with Len, they are such a darling couple. All this mama thinks of is money. Like Uncle Mr. Clabber, it runs in family.
Well, maybe Leonard has picked up some of the ideas, too.
Sure. Only we must not blame the boy. Mama makes him to think like this.
No, I have my doubts about Leonard, but that's something else to get into. What happened with Babs?
I cannot find out. Like I tell you, she runs up to her room with red eyes. And when I go to serve supper, I see her missing Barbara. I send up Henry M. to ask. Only he comes back and tells me door is locked and she will not talk.
Well, was Leonard at home for supper?
Sure.
Did she see him?
I do not think so. Only from Mary Ann, I get idea, maybe.
What?
She hears some kind of excitement with Mrs. Claver and Barbara before. Couple hours before. The door of the office is closed. Only comes out loud voice when Mrs. Claver hollers. She does not have such a nice character like you.
Hannah, I'm afraid...
Sure. I am afraid, too. This woman does not care about orphans. When I tell her Barbara is crying, I get answer, this girl is not a baby. Leave her alone.
Well, let's see if we can get Babs to talk. Hmm?
Barbara, do you hear? Oh, Miss Julie comes special to see you. Open up door, please. Mr. Ray Weed waits at home. She does not have much time.
Hannah, let me try to talk to her.
What do you do?
Well, you know how Babs gets when she's terribly upset, and if I'm here alone, she may let me come in.
So, okay. I go downstairs to the kitchen if you want something.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Hannah. Babs! Babs, honey, I'm out here alone. Will you open the door?
I don't want to, and I don't have to bother you.
Remember when I gave you the privilege of having a key in the door?
Well, I could have privacy when I wanted it, and the kids wouldn't come chasing in and out.
That's right, dear, but if you abuse the privilege, I may have to recommend a change. Now, this isn't a time for you to be alone, honey. Will you unlock the door?
Did Hannah go?
Yes.
Please don't turn the light on. I look awful.
Well, how about the bed lamp? Unless you want to leave the door open?
No.
That's better, dear. Why are you crying?
I'm sorry you came over. Nobody can do anything for me.
I hope I can. I tried to get you by phone, and then Reed and I drove over to the Wallaces because I expected you were babysitting.
I'm sorry you bothered.
But it was important. Leonard's mother was talking...
I know her opinion of me. She spilled it out.
Oh, honey, I was afraid she... Why didn't you call me back?
Because I just couldn't believe what she was saying about Len, about his never liking me. I had to ask him, but I couldn't write in Hilltop. So I waited at the bottom of the hill till he came, and... Oh, what's the use of talk? You can't make me into somebody else. I'm an orphan, a nobody, that's what I am.
Oh, honey. It's true life's hurt you in a terrible way, leaving you without a mother and father, but... Well, that doesn't mean you're different from other girls.
Not much. Oh, sure. Once upon a time, I was childish enough to believe anything.
Because Len and his mother hurt you, is that any reason to be angry with me?
I'm not like other girls. I'm not like Nancy Longstreet. She lives in a beautiful house. Her parents give big parties for her. She wears beautiful clothes. Of course, Len wants to take a girl like Nancy to the football game.
Well, I guess that is an awful disappointment. I thought he was inviting you.
He talked to me about the game. It sounded like he'd ask me. Oh, how dumb can I be? When his mother said he was taking Nancy, I didn't believe her. I had to stick my neck out and ask Len. And did I get shown up? Why should he take an orphan?
Well, Babs, it's his right to ask another girl unless he actually promised to take you. Are you sure you weren't wishing so hard that you made yourself believe he would invite you?
I'm all mixed up now, and I don't know. I was sure he liked me when he took me to Nancy's birthday party. I bet you if I lived in a beautiful house like hers and had beautiful clothes, if I weren't an orphan, he'd keep on dating me.
Babs, you're old enough to understand that the right kind of fellow likes a girl for herself, not the money that's in her family or her place in society. Now, if these values are more important to Leonard than... Well, he's not the kind of boy who should matter to you.
Oh, Miss Julie, all the girls at school are crazy about him. You just can't brush him off and say he doesn't count. He dates me because he's kind-hearted, that's all. And I was the biggest dope in Glendale to think he really liked me. A handsome, exciting fellow like Len couldn't ever go for a nobody like me.
Babs, I can't bear to see the way you're hurting yourself. Now, you're not to blame because you must live at Hilltop. And people who make less of you for that are unjust and cruel. I can imagine what Len's mother said to you. But why is she so disturbed about your friendship with him? It's because she knows Len likes you for yourself. in spite of the fact that you don't have Nancy's home or parents or clothes. Honey, if you make the most of all the good things in your favor, a sweet personality and real intelligence and good character, why, you won't have to take a back seat to anybody in this town.
Oh, stop trying to build me up, Miss Julie. Len isn't interested in me, and he's never going to date me again.
I know it hurts, dear. But I'm afraid you've fallen for the wrong kind of boy.
Please, I don't want you to say anything against Len. The other fellows who count are all like him, only he's nicer and better looking. I just have to be realistic, that's all. Len pities me. He's sorry I'm an orphan. And that's the only reason he's been nice to me. His mother said it and he didn't deny it.
I see. Look, honey, I don't want to leave you at Hilltop tonight. I want you to come home with me. And it's not out of pity. I want to prove to you that you are loved for yourself. And sitting here feeling sorry for yourself won't help, honey. So, won't you come home with me?
Say, Mother, make sure your hard-playing, fast-growing youngsters get enough of all the vitamins they need. Make sure you guard them against possible vitamin shortage, one of the common causes of a rundown, under-par feeling. Yes, indeed, make sure. And give your children one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets, the smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow vitamin tablets that leave no unpleasant aftertaste. And most important, one-a-day brand multiple vitamins supply all your youngsters need to take of all the vitamins proved necessary. And one-a-day brand multiples cost you less than 3 cents a day when you buy the large-size package. And now, vitamin B12 has been added. Why don't you ask your druggist for the large package of one-a-day brand multiples? Start today to safeguard your youngsters against vitamin shortage with one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets. The vitamins in the blue box with the big red one. And again to our story for a moment. While Julie was waiting for an answer from Babs, she thought,
maybe I should ask Reed first. But she won't come if I give her the idea there's any doubt. No, she's so miserable, I must think of her needs first, this time.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow to another exciting episode of Hilltop House, written by Addie Richton and Lynn Stone. Julie is played by Jan Miner. Babs is Regina Juvan. Say, Mother, do you ever find yourself anticipating an afternoon of leisure, a party, perhaps? But because household chores have gotten you all jittery and tense feeling, it seems like you won't enjoy yourself? It would help, wouldn't it, if you could calm down and relax. Well, Miles Nervine can help you do just that. Miles Nervine soothes your nerves, eases nervous tension so that you can relax. And after taking Miles Nervine, you'll find it sort of smooths out the rest of your day. It helps you to be yourself again. You can buy Miles Nervine at any drugstore in effervescent tablets or liquid. Follow the label, avoid excessive use. Only Miles Laboratories makes Miles Nervine. So ask for and get the genuine Miles Nervine. Then, day or night, you can relieve nervous tension and soothe your nerves with Miles Nervine. Listen to Hilltop House tomorrow and every day, Monday through Friday. This is Durward Kirby speaking. This is the CBS Radio Network.